I don't think you can understand me very clearly.
I will go a little closer so that it is easier for you to hear.
There is a second verse also, which we will quickly send in Sanskrit. Vrishaya manoharanato yudati parasparam anakritya rutai jantans tirata prakita jata. Translation. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. Sometimes they would throw only stones, and sometimes, their ankle bells tinkling, they would play football with fruits like bel and amalaki. Sometimes they would cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another, roaring loudly. And sometimes they would imitate the voices of the animals. In this way, they enjoyed sporting exactly like two ordinary human children. Prabhupada, Vrindavan is full of peacocks. Kapat kokila hamsa sarasa gana trine mayura kule. The Vrindavan forest is always full of cuckoos, ducks, swans, peacocks, cranes, and also monkeys, bulls and cows. Sri Krishna and Balaram used to imitate the sound of these animals and enjoy sporting. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Udale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vinaye Namaste. Before starting, I have to say that I can be only very brief because we have to catch a plane early this morning to continue our Tirtha Yatra, where we visit different holy places. This is a verse on the divine pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, which they performed in the Vrindavan home. Krishna has made this Vrindavan home very favorable for playing these pastimes. He has put many animals there, like the famous peacocks of Vrindavan, the bees, the cuckoos, the cranes, and he has also brought many celebrated monkeys who are always taking care of some entertainment, some bulls and cows. He has brought many beautiful trees, beauty, chamele, and he has brought meadows for grazing the cows. He has brought the wonderful river Yamuna at the Govardhan Hill. In this way, he has made his playground, Vrindavan, very, very favorable for his divine pastimes. In the scripture, Gaya Samhita, it is explained that the Lord brought his divine abode from the skirt of earth here into this world, at Chintamani Dham, the skirt of Dham. When we come today to Vrindavan, our eyes might deceive us and we may not be able to see the beautiful trees, the chamele trees, and so on and so forth. But we hear that in a transcendental way, it is still all there. Let me give you a comparison from mundane science, which will make it clear. May I ask you the question, do you hear at this moment the Mozart? Mozart is a famous European composer. The Mozart music in this temple. You don't hear it, but it is there in the form of radio waves. Maybe that at this time there is an emission in the radio, classical music from different parts of the world, and these radio waves are broadcast throughout daily, but only those who have the right instrument, the radio, can find the correct wavelengths. And in that, when that correct wavelength is attained, they can hear Mozart, or maybe in India, Ravi Shankar music, and so on. It is here, but you cannot hear, because to hear, you need to be on the right wavelength. In the same way, the transcendental Vrindavan is on this planet, and there Krishna and Balaram are still playing football with the bear and amalaki fruits, and they cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another. But it needs a transcendental vision to see. Is the example clear? Now we will go one step further and hear a beautiful message from Prabhupada about this. There is a television set in your heart, and God is also there. You can hear Him. You can see Him. You can play with Him. Provided you repair the machine. And this repairing process is called Krishna consciousness. How do you like this particular passage? Isn't it beautiful? It's something to learn by heart. We have, in other words, the possibility to receive the transcendental personality of Godhead in our hearts, provided we come on the proper wavelengths, the proper tuning, so that we can hear, we can be with Him. My dear devotees, you live in the Hare Krishna temple. Some of us, all the devotees, have called our movement the international attempt that is trying for becoming Krishna consciousness. As you live in the ashram. Be well aware that you are receiving some training to correct the machine, to repair your heart. When many people live together, not only the spiritual sides of people are seen and noticed, we also see the conditional sides. And as Queen Kunti says, problems amongst human beings come when one reacts on the social level. This Hare Krishna ashram is a little town where you have a certain structure. Some of our members are highly placed in the organizational structures. Some are just beginners. It is also a social field of interacting. Let us be very careful that the interacting of us conditioned souls does not create problems amongst us, so that we destroy our receiver of Krishna pastimes, of Krishna consciousness. In our heart is this machine by which we can come in contact with the Lord, receive Him in the heart. But if we need to not ignore the devotees, but become servants of the devotees, whether they are placed in a high position or low position, so that we do not break our heart television machine. Many of our members have left our ashrams all over the world because their TV set was broken. But by properly and lovingly, with a great respect of the Vaishnavas, interacting, the machine can be very, very powerful to receive the personality of Godhead in the heart. Let us go to another quality. Krishna's divine pastimes in Vrindavan are called pastimes of the Madhurya aspect, the sweet aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Most people's concept of God is of the Aishwarya concept. That means the Lord who has tremendous potencies and powers. Parashara Muni has especially listed six qualities. God is the richest, the most powerful, the most beautiful, the wisest, all-knowing personality of Godhead. Then? That comes at the end. The renowned, most renowned. There's something in between. The most famous. Yes, he has all these qualities. But these qualities refer to the Aishwarya aspect, the opulence aspect. Krishna has also six other qualities. And we will listen now to the great Ramanujacharya, who has listed six qualities of Krishna, which is more sweet. Note them down. First quality of Krishna is he's very compassionate. How do you personally like this quality? It's important for you, isn't it? Second quality, Krishna is so gracious, so full of grace, that he even comes down to this world to display his pastimes here. The third quality, Krishna has motherly love for the living entities. Srila Prabhupada has sometimes said that in this world, the love which the mother feels for the child is closest to pure love. The reason is that the mother does not get anything back at the beginning. In the same way, Krishna doesn't really get much from us. He gets to hear our problems from us. He sees our mistakes as we try to develop bhakti, but as we are holding back our false egos, our conquerors. But Krishna has motherly love. He's very nice. Fourth quality, he's very generous, he's giving. If someone of us here would give generously all what he has, he would be called a very generous person. Krishna gives freely. Love for him, especially when he comes down in the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The fifth quality is, which makes him very sweet, concern for our welfare. And the sixth quality is, he's full of tender affection. So Lord Krishna, in other words, has a very nice qualities. Rupa Goswami summarizes these qualities as the one quality which is most important for devotees in this world. He is Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees. He plays Vrindavan in his divine loving pastimes, full of sweetness, where he exchanges such personal relationship with the people of Vrindavan. And at the same time, he has time for us. Prabhupada says, thus Krishna also became known as Gopi Jana Valava, which indicates that his only business is to protect the Gopi Jana. This Krishna consciousness movement aims at teaching people how to become Gopi Janas, or pure lovers of Krishna. When we reach that stage of pure love of Krishna, the Lord will save us from any danger, even if it means his lifting a hill or a mountain. Like, you remember, Girivara Dhari, Krishna lifted the mountain in order to protect his dear devotees. This is so good about Krishna. He is not removed as Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha. He is very, very close. When he sees that someone develops love for him, and he wants to bring us back to his transcendental kingdom, which at the moment we cannot clearly perceive because our TV is broken. Broken TVs, broken hearts. It must be repaired by the balm of Premanjana, pure love of Krishna. I wish to end this morning's class by relating a wonderful Krishna conscious realization to you. And I hope that you will give me 2 minutes of the most precious thing that you have, your attention. We will try to encourage everyone. 2 minutes of attention. This is very valuable, costly place here. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that there are three forms of the Lord whom we worship as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Shri Radha Padmanabhan, who established the relationship with the Lord, Sambandha Vyan, Sambandha. Shri Radha Govinda, who are the deities for Abhidheya, that is, engaging in devotional service. And finally, Shri Radha Gopinath, who are the deities of pure love, of Prayojana Tattva. So, Hare Krishna. Sisi Gonitai Ji Jaya, Sisi Radha Pata Sharati Ji Jaya, Sisi Sitaram Lakshma Hanuman Ji Jaya. So, because we are pilgrims on the way to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are going to these three deities before starting our Yil Yatra in India. And as we were standing before Radha Govinda and Radha Madan Mohan and all these three deities, we saw them on the altar, but we also noticed that there is such a difference between us conditioned souls and the Lord, who is standing under a kalpa vriksha tree, or who is seated at his seat in Vrindavan. There's such a gulf of difference between a conditioned soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his eternally liberated servants. And we were standing before these deities whom our Goswamis have worshipped, and we noticed, oh Lord, you are standing on the other side of the river of birth and death, and we're standing here. How can we cross? How can we come close to you? How can our minds be a little bit more full of bhakti, of devotion, so that we can come to you? How can our eyes be a little bit more full of prema, so that we can see you? And as we were standing and praying, we felt at a moment very, very helpless, because it's so far. The river is so vast. We are so, there's a mountain of ahankara between us and the Lord. Oh. So we were praying. As we were praying, our eyes went this side, or near this side. And we saw, near to all these three main deities, the pictures of Shri Shri Gonitai. In this Hare Krishna movement, you must be intelligent to get the mercy. You must understand to cover this distance between you and the Supreme Vrindavan, Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, the Supreme Lord who rejoices in Vrindavan. There is still some difference. But the Lord, who is very intelligent and very bhakta-vatsala, knows this and has personally appeared as the most merciful incarnation, who does not think who is qualified or disqualified. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially his brother Nityananda, are ready to give you Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram have appeared as Gonitai to distribute freely, even to the unqualified, the Vrindavan Dham. And they have distributed this by chanting Hare Krishna. I will end here with a little inspiration. Dear devotees, just like you have given me a little of your attention, I think 20% of my audience has followed my request and given their attention for this point, please learn to give your attention to this most wonderful gift of Nityananda and Chaitanya, that is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Don't allow that your attention wanders off, but bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back to the syllables of the holy name. That way, you can repair your heart, your heart's TV, and then one day it will be possible for you to realize all these wonderful things. Shishi Gauri Jai Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Bhata Sarati Ki Jai, Shishi Lakshman, Shishi Sita Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Go Premanandi Hare. We will have to end the lecture. We were not able to take questions due to our flight schedule. I wish you all the best, and thank you very much. Hare Krishna.